What up, Doc Squad? I see that you are still here listening to the High Ticket Doc Podcast, and I absolutely love that for you. There is a lot of great content here. However, I did want to let you know that we are in a new location under a new name. I want to encourage you to pull up your favorite podcast app, go to the search bar, and search for the Doctor Coach School Podcast. If you love this podcast, then trust me, we are leveling up our transformational coaching and everything that we talk about on this podcast in the Dr. Coach School Podcast. So join me over there. Listen, feel free to binge listen to as much as you want here, but also for brand new episodes every single Monday at 5 a.m., join me on the Dr. Coach School Podcast. As soon as you pull it up, make sure you hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. Peace and love. Hello, and welcome to the Productive on Purpose podcast. Are you a Christian, professional woman who aspires to be an entrepreneur, but you keep getting in your own way? Do you want to start a business that allows you to serve God and His people, get paid, make an impact, and leave a legacy, but you aren't quite sure how to get started? Are you doing all of the things? Y'all know what I mean, but nothing at all, meaning you have little to show for it? Would you like to build a profitable business based on Christian principles and rooted in purpose? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then friends, you are in the right place. I am your host, Dr. Kimmy, an award-winning, double board-certified physician and professor. I am also your start coach. Here on the POP Podcast, we are about actual transformation. This podcast will provide actionable strategies to help you fully walk in your God-given purpose. Let's get started. Hey, I am live on Facebook, in my collective group. I'm live on Instagram. Happy Tuesday. I almost said happy Monday because I have no idea what day of the week it is. Y'all, today has been a day. I don't even know what to say about today, but that is okay. I am here and that is all that matters. Hello, Facebook fam. Hello, Instagram fam. Let's go ahead and get started. My name is Dr. Kimmy and I am a high ticket sales coach, and I help professional Christian women get unstuck and launch their very first high ticket group coaching program using the power of their unique story. And so I'm really, really excited to be here today because I wanted to talk to you about why you should raise your rate. Okay, so coaches, aspiring coaches, why should we be raising our rates? A lot of people talk about high ticket coaching, high ticket sales, making money, all of the things. But I don't find that a lot of people talk about the reason why it's really, really important to raise your rates. It's not just about making money, although it is about that because that's okay too. But it's about more than that. And so I want to walk you through that today. Here's my planner with all of my notes, so that I can stay on track because I need to run and get my kids. So I want to make sure I'm staying on track. So I get you the information and then you guys get going. But if you don't know me, I am fairly in the realm of entrepreneurship, fairly new to this business thing. So I started my business in 2020, the very beginning of 2020. I started my podcast, Productive on Purpose, and very quickly was able to monetize my podcast by launching my own coaching program. And shortly after that, was able to then charge high ticket for my coaching program as a brand new coach. And this is something that I preach about all the time, that it's not anything special about me. I'm not like a special unicorn or something. This is available to you too. And so as I talk to you guys about how to do that, right? Because we talk a lot about how to do that. I also want to talk to you guys about why that's really, really important in your business as a coach to raise your prices. When I come back later in the week, we'll talk more about the how, but check out my other live streams, my IGTV, my podcast, I've been talking about this, but I really want to talk about why it is so crucial that we do this. Okay. And so as a coach myself, a brand new coach out the gate, of course, it's scary when you're first selling something. You're putting yourself out there for the very first time and saying, hey, I have a product or a service for myself that can help people. And that's scary because you start to think about all of these things like, well, what if it doesn't work, right? Or what if people don't like it? Or what if people ask for refunds? I know I used to think those things as well. And it sort of held me back initially from like putting my thing out there into the world. But I was able to get over that. And I was able to start charging high four figures for my programs. I'm now up to five figures for my longer term coaching programs. And it's really, really crucial for you guys to understand why this is important, why I am going to forever in a day preach that as new entrepreneurs, we need to sell high ticket. Like, it's just a must. We have to do it. Okay. Now, okay, let me pull back. You don't have to do anything except be Black and die and pay taxes. Okay. So you don't have to do anything. This is completely up to you, right? And I've actually done a live video before about that, that it's really a choice that you have to make between low ticket and high ticket. And it's really up to you, like, to make that choice, to make that decision. I'm going to tell you why I believe that the decision should be high ticket as opposed to low ticket. So let's get into it. Number one, the reason that I believe that you should sell a high ticket service as opposed to a low ticket service. And let me just define what I mean by high ticket. I am calling high ticket program 2K or above. 2K or above. That's how I am defining it in this season. That is what I help my clients to be able to do. A 2K and above program. Okay. So just so we're like all on the same page. Okay. We're talking 2K and above. So why should you charge high ticket for your program? Number one, I believe we are purposed to profit. Whenever you get here, because I know most of you guys are going to watch this on the replay, type that in the chat. I am purposed to profit. I am purposed to make a profit. And I truly, truly believe that. As women of faith, I believe that we serve an abundant God who wants us to live an abundant life. How can I help others and serve others and really be the light of the world if I can't pay my light bill? We can't, right? It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. So yes, you are purposed to profit. Hey, Bayode Simpson. I hope I said that right. I'm so sorry if I didn't, but thanks for joining. You are purpose to profit. We are out here to be God's hands and feet, right? Like, to move throughout the world and to live an abundant life so that we can bring others into the fold of Christ. Like, that's why we're here. It's not even really about us. It's not even really about us and what we want to do. It's about serving others. How can I serve others if I cannot do for myself? That's number one. Number two, I talk about it all the time that the Proverbs 31 woman was able to do all the things because she had a profitable business. She had a profitable business that allowed her to walk in her purpose. So her children were served, her husband was served, she was served, her land was served, her serving girls. Come on, somebody, with the serving girls, like, her serving girls were served. She wasn't even... A lot of people are like, oh, the Proverbs 31 woman, like, I could never. She had a profitable business that allowed her to pay the salary of her servant girls who were the ones tending to her home. Now, yes, she did wake up early to make food for her family and all of that. But then she got down to business. She got down to business and she was able to do all of that and fund all of that because she had a profitable business. So number one. Your purpose to profit. That's why you have to have a profitable business. You have to do high ticket sales. Number two, when you're just starting out, the reason this is really important, when you're just starting out, you likely have a small community. And so if you are trying to play in the mass market space, meaning you are trying to bring your rates down and have them be as low as possible so that you can sell to as many people as possible. It's just not going to happen at first. It's nothing against you. It's nothing personal. But when we're just starting, we don't necessarily have the budget to be running Facebook ads and doing all of the things. Like, we're going to be using our immediate community and selling to them. I always tell my clients, your very first few clients for your business are likely going to be people that you know, people in your community or like a couple of degrees removed. And so we have to be sure to you know, if we're saying we're purpose to profit, right? And we want to make a profit, have a profitable business, we can't then charge people like $47, $37 because the math is not there. The math is not there. If you think about, you know, just on average, about 2-3% of your audience or your email list is actually going to purchase from you. And so if you have a very small audience, it's going to take some time to build it up. And that's okay. That's okay. I still have a small audience. And you can make a lot of money with a small audience. Let's just say that. Let's just say that. Okay. Like, it's true. You can if you have a high ticket service. If you have a high ticket service that allows you to really show up for your people, which we'll get to in just a second, then that's how you can have a profitable business, even when you're just starting, even when you're just starting. So that is number two. Number one, your purpose to profit. Number two, you have to have a high ticket program when you're just starting, because we're not playing in the mass market. Like, I am not trying to sell my program to 1,000 people, right? If I sell a $37 program to 1,000 people, okay. But what if I sell a $3,700 program to 3 people? Right? Okay, that math didn't exactly add up. Don't judge me. It's been a long, long day. It's been a long day. But you get what I'm saying, right? You get what I'm saying. The third thing I want to say is that transformation actually requires significant investment.
What up, squad? Are you a coach or an aspiring coach who wants to start a coaching business, but you have no idea how to get started? Are you hopeful that you can build a profitable business rooted in purpose, but you can't seem to get out of your own way? Maybe you are currently creating a lot of content on YouTube or Instagram. Maybe you even have a podcast, but it's not actually leading to sales. And what would you even sell? How can you start a profitable coaching business from scratch? It seems daunting. You see other people doing it. You know it can be done, but will this work for you? Well, listen, I was exactly where you were. And within a year, I was able to develop, package, position, and launch my very own high-ticket group coaching program that led to me to have a profitable business. In fact, I have been able to have consistent 5-figure months as a brand new coach. This is available to you as well. So I want to offer you a free training where you can learn my strategies, the exact strategies that I used to be able to launch my very first high ticket program and build a profitable and sustainable business on the back end. So I want you to go to productivepurpose.com/training and sign up for my free mini training on how to launch a high ticket program, even as a brand new coach. You're going to learn actionable strategies and my exact tips for getting it done. This is available to you. You can do this, and I will see you inside the training. Peace and love.
So Patrice Washington, who I love, always says that transformation requires transaction. And it's true. So I have actually given away coaching programs for free. I have. And all but one of those individuals that I gave the program to for free did not show up. Either they didn't show up at all, or they didn't show up like authentically, like they didn't show up consistently. And you know what? That's not even their fault. That's my fault, because that's human nature. If we don't have skin in the game, if we don't have skin in the game, if your clients don't have enough skin in the game, they are not going to do the things that you're asking them to do in your program. They're just not, because we value what we invest in. And if we get something for free, we'll likely throw it down. But if we get our Maybach that costs $40,000, we're not going to throw that bag on the ground. We're going to value it. We're going to treasure it. And so that's why it's really important. You're actually doing your clients a disservice if you just give all of your stuff away for free. If you give all of your stuff away for free, you are actually doing your clients a disservice, because you're not allowing them to show up in their greatness with enough skin in the game to have a transformation. And like I said, I have experienced that. If you've experienced that, comment down below and let me know. Have you yourself purchased a program for $27, $37? Did you log in? If you logged in, did you finish it? Even if you finished it, did you implement it? It's very rare. Now, I have taken a few courses that have been relatively cheap that were like on it, right? But the vast majority of the time, if I'm not investing, I'm likely not going to put my all into that program. The program I'm in right now that I applied for and I'm a part of, you better believe I don't miss. I have yet to miss a session. I have yet to miss a session because it is a significant investment, right? Whereas the other programs that I've paid less for, I have missed, right? And so again, if we want to do right by our clients, we are going to have a high ticket program that allows them to invest in themselves and in their transformation. So that is number, what number am I on? 3. Amazing doctors. I'll DM you. I'll definitely DM you that. Number 3, 4. I don't know, y'all. I don't know what number. Anyway, number 3 or 4, right? Number 3 or 4. Not only will 3. Okay, thank you. I like all over the place. Number 3. Y'all bear with me. It has been a day. Number 3. Not only will your clients show up differently when they're invested, you will show up differently as a coach. If you are charging someone $200 for an hour call, or $100, or $497 for like a 12-week program, I promise you, you will end up resenting your clients, and you will also not show up as effectively and in your full authenticity to provide that transformation. This is like across the board. Trust me, I've been there. Okay. So I have had programs that have run the gamut from my lowest program that I ever charged was $700, $697 to I have programs now that are $15,000. You do not want to resent your clients. Trust me. You don't want to resent your clients. I actually have amazing clients. My clients are amazing. But I have had women, like I said, who I've given the program away to for free and they don't show up. And then you start to get in your feelings and you're like, why are they not showing up? I'm practically giving this away, right? And then you don't show up fully for them. You don't show up in your like fullness to be able to try to provide that transformation. Let me tell you, when you're able to charge high ticket and then you're able to really pour into your people, give them the tools, the access, and the resources that they need to make that transformation, they have a better coaching experience. They're going to write your testimonials. You have a better coaching experience. And you want to show up. It makes you excited to show up. Now, I'm excited to show up regardless. I'm going to show up. I don't care how much I'm charging. But I will say that as a coach, I really enjoy the way that I show up when I show up for my high ticket clients and they show up. And it's just a rich and fulfilling experience for both of us on both ends. Okay. And then the last reason, number 4, I suppose, is like most of the women in my community, you guys are working full time and we're not trying to be out here working full time forever. Like, hello, like, are we not trying to like retire and move on with our lives, right? And build profitable businesses. And the quickest way to do that is to have a high ticket program, especially because, again, we're not playing in the mass market. We're not playing in the mass market. So I'm not going to be able to reach my income goals off of a $27 ebook. I'm just not. Not right now, anyway. Eventually, I'll build up my following. I believe it'll be large. And then I can do an ebook for like $10 and still make a ton of money. But like, not right now. And don't I want to get my clients the transformation, right? Yeah. Don't I want to get my clients the transformation that they deserve? The transformation that I know is going to change their lives. So I'm going to show up in my greatness and allow them to show up in their greatness. So it's just mutual. It's mutual. So y'all, not only can you sell high ticket, you should be selling high ticket. I want to help you do that. That's what I do. I help women develop, package, launch, and position their high ticket group coaching programs and really stand out using the power of your unique story. That's all you need. Your story, your expertise, period. You don't need no extra certifications, letters behind your name. You need your story. And there is a way to craft your story so that you sell, okay? So that you can show up like this. I'm selling right now, just doing this live. I'm selling. And when I go live, I typically make money, right? Like basically every time I go live. And so that is available to you too. There's nothing special about me. There's nothing unique about me other than I have a proven process that works. That also works for my clients. But again, it can work for you too. It's not just about me, and I'm out here to help y'all. If you are a woman of faith who has a story and has a transformation, you've transformed yourself or someone else, then you can coach, period. Don't let anyone else tell you otherwise. You can do it. You just need a proven process that works. My process works. My purpose to profit formula is allowing my clients to really, really show up and launch their high ticket group coaching program so that we can make a difference in this world. Entrepreneurship is freedom. I want more Black women to be free. That's why I put my feelings to the side. I don't feel like going live. I don't want to go live. I'm an introvert, y'all, like severely, but it's not about me. It's about you. It's about you guys and helping you guys show up fully in your zone of purpose. So productivepurpose.com/waitlist. If you're on Facebook and you don't follow me on Instagram, follow me on Instagram, productive_on_purpose. If you're on Instagram and you're not in the Profitable Coach Collective, what are you doing? Get inside the Profitable Coach Collective. Go to the link in my bio, or you can go to productivepurpose.com/collective. All right, y'all. I'm going to go pick up the kiddos and head home. Have a great one, y'all. Peace and love.
What up, squad? Are you a coach or an aspiring coach who wants to start a coaching business, but you have no idea how to get started? Are you hopeful that you can build a profitable business rooted in purpose, but you can't seem to get out of your own way? Maybe you are currently creating a lot of content on YouTube or Instagram. Maybe you even have a podcast, but it's not actually leading to sales. And what would you even sell? How can you start a profitable coaching business from scratch? It seems daunting. You see other people doing it. You know it can be done, but will this work for you? Well, listen, I was exactly where you were. And within a year, I was able to develop, package, position, and launch my very own high-ticket group coaching program that led to me to have a profitable business. In fact, I have been able to have consistent 5-figure months as a brand new coach. This is available to you as well. So I want to offer you a free training where you can learn my strategies, the exact strategies that I used to be able to launch my very first high ticket program and build a profitable and sustainable business on the back end. So I want you to go to productivepurpose.com/training and sign up for my free mini training on how to launch a high ticket program, even as a brand new coach. You're going to learn actionable strategies and my exact tips for getting it done. This is available to you. You can do this, and I will see you inside the training. Peace and love.